With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. Search and rescue operations are underway after a man jumps off a suspicious vessel about 2 miles off the coast of East End. Police say just before 11:30 p.m. Tuesday, Coast Guard officers on patrol spotted the vessel, and when they approached, two of the occupants jumped into the ocean, taking packages with them. The Coast Guard was able to find and rescue one of the men, but not the other. And then police say because of the deteriorating weather and sea swells of 7 to 9 feet, the Coast Guard vessel was called back to safe harbor. Police say searches resumed early this morning, assisted by the Air Operations Unit. Police are asking for your help to locate and identify the missing man. He's described as tall, dark-skinned with long dreadlocks, who was last seen wearing shorts and believed to be known as Blacks or Paul. Police have set up a major incident room and are asking anyone with information to call 649-2930. Police also say during the search and rescue operation, numerous packages were recovered in the vessel containing what appears to be a significant quantity of ganja. The three men on the vessel were detained and remain in custody under investigation.
At 11:50 a.m. local time, a 4.4 magnitude earthquake occurred 49 kilometers south of Georgetown, Grand Cayman. There was no tsunami threat associated with this earthquake.
Hazard Management Cayman Islands Director Danielle Coleman giving Radio Cayman the latest details on this morning's earthquake.
Hazard Management and 911 received a number of phone calls of felt reports from concerned residents, and we really appreciate those reports coming in.
While today's quake bears little resemblance to the 7.7 earlier this year, Ms. Coleman says it's wise to have an earthquake plan in place. You can find out more at caymanprepared.ky. HMCI is planning an educational campaign early next year focused on earthquake and tsunami preparedness. Two developers are looking to set up a new distribution line for liquid natural gas in Cayman. According to a press release, Breakers LNG Cayman Limited and Eagle LNG Partners LLC from Jacksonville, Florida, have partnered on a project that hopes to bring liquid natural gas to Grand Cayman via a floating mooring in the Breakers area. While the project is in its early stages, they say the aim is for liquid natural gas to be delivered from ship to shore through a marine mooring and land connection, similar to the fuel transshipment process at Jackson Point in Georgetown. Developers say the project plan does not require a port and entails a holding tank to be built in an existing quarry. The minister responsible for the environment, Bodentown MLA Dwayne Seymour, says the proposal comes as a surprise to him.
I find their approach of not consulting with the residents in the area, including Breakers and Midland Acres, to be highly disrespectful.
The Honorable Dwayne Seymour says the property in question has been the subject of several proposals in the past 10 years, and he was not approached by the developers.
Any developer making a proposal shouldn't simply come up here, select a spot, dream up their plan, and not consult with the residents and their representative. Had I been approached, I would have suggested that they conduct a full consultative process with residents to inform them and educate them about the proposed project.
Mr. Seymour says he is upset about the way the project is being handled. Three inbound travelers test positive for COVID-19. All three are currently in isolation. Medical Officer of Health Dr. Samuel Williams-Rodriguez reports that 217 tests have been carried out since our last report on Tuesday. Two travelers found to be in breach of quarantine at residence protocols have been prosecuted. Here's Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego with details.
Officials say once the breach of the COVID-19 quarantine period was confirmed, the couple was removed from the residence and taken to a supervised quarantine facility. Following a court appearance via Zoom on Monday, they were fined $1,000 each. Under the supervision of a security officer, the couple was allowed to return to their residence for 24 hours to pack, then taken to the airport via government-approved transport, where they remained under supervision until their departure. They have now left the island. The Travel Cayman team says the couple will not receive approval to travel if they reapply to return to the Cayman Islands while COVID-19 mitigation measures are in place. Public Health confirms the required investigations are complete, including contact tracing, and no further action is required in this case. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
Following the quarantine breach, the Travel Cayman team met to review and strengthen the current processes, as well as to close any gaps in the system that could be exploited. Travelers will now have to pass through an additional checkpoint at the airport to confirm that the bracelet has been fitted correctly to mitigate against tampering. Dr. Tasha Ebanks-Garcia, director of Travel Cayman.
Since 1st of October, 2,510 persons have arrived on island. And of these, just over 1,000 individuals received approval to quarantine at a residence. While a single breach of quarantine protocols is regarded as one too many, there are an additional 3 cases associated to breaches of quarantine at residence protocols, which are under investigation.
Dr. Garcia says during quarantine, mobile compliance teams conduct random spot checks, and the call center also makes contact to see how people are doing. Guidance and information is also provided to assist with things like unavoidable medical appointments and other issues. The Cayman Food Bank reflects on the challenges faced during the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic on island. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Solins has more.
COVID pushed the Cayman Food Bank to go into overdrive, making the nonprofit charity work harder than it ever had in its 3 years of existence, all to accommodate the surge of assistance needed throughout the island, as many in the community found themselves facing extreme financial woes from the pandemic.
There was an increase in the demand, for sure. And as a result, we had to reach out to more of the community. We had to do a lot of food drives. We had to do a lot of advertisements. We had to send out a lot of letters. We had to go sometimes door to door from, you know, business places and to the business community, the residents, both locally and internationally, have given to the food bank more than they've done in the past. And as a result, we're able to take care of lots of the demand.
Philip Heyer, operations manager for Cayman Food Bank, says the needs of many changed, so they began providing extra services.
For example, we usually don't give out hot meals. We give the grocery, and people cook it themselves. But during COVID, a lot of persons did not have money to buy gas to cook or even the food. So we gave out hot meals, and since March 28th to the last time that we gave out meals in July 31st, we have given out over 16,171 meals.
Mr. Heyer says at a value of $5 per meal, that brought expenses to $80,855 for the Cayman Food Bank to ensure Cayman's most in need families and individuals were fed.
This is an increase of at least 100% increase. Especially if we're giving to 100 families a week, we end up giving up to 200-300 families. So it's slowed down somewhat when people have gone back to work, but now we are giving over 900 grocery bags per month, and I think it's going to be like this for a while.
Though demand has dropped since the worst of COVID on island passed, the work for this charity remains in full swing. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
If you're interested in making a non-perishable food donation, you can do that at the Camana Bay Visitor Center through the month of December. That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.